Neville here. Wednesday, June the 24th, mid-evening in my office, catching up with some reading, mostly RSS, and here's a terrific one that I saw just a few minutes ago. In fact, written by Robin Wouters, published on TechCrunch. The headline is what grabbed my attention. Top CEOs leave social media to the plebs. A great phrase. And Robin's writing about a survey that comes from an organization called Uber CEO, who says it conducted research on the topic of social media for the past few weeks and has found that there's little chance you'll ever get to exchange pokes and tweets with Fortune 100 CEOs for the time being. And there are some detailed stats that Robin references, which in fact come from a post on the Uber CEO site too. For instance, in their research, only two CEOs have Twitter accounts. They say 13 of them have LinkedIn profiles. 81% don't have a personal Facebook page. Three quarters have a Wikipedia entry, but nearly a third of those has outdated information, and not a single Fortune 100 CEO has a blog. So this is all American companies, of course. It's actually quite interesting, particularly as Uber CEO have made available the document, the actual full report that they published, which is a 16-page PDF. I love the Robin's cynicism in his writing, I must admit, particularly where he comments on the TechCrunch post that he thinks those stats I quoted represent a good thing. He says top execs of Fortune 100 companies, in my view, can do much more harm to themselves and the organizations they represent using social media the wrong way. And I haven't seen that many CEOs of any size and type of company do it the right way. It's what social media gurus and other experts are there for, exclamation mark. I'm not sure I'd agree with you there, Robin. I think the question about doing it the right way versus the wrong way is valid too. But social media gurus and experts, I think you're using those phrases with your tongue in your cheek. I'm sure you are, in fact, given most opinion, including mine, on particularly self-proclaimed social media gurus aren't worth a great deal at all. They're on a level with lawyers, at least. But to me, the point is what you've alluded to, and indeed what Uber CEO makes specific reference to in some of their conclusions in the section they call Our Take. And I liked the way they did this, rather than say, as I thought they were going to, you know, CEOs should be on Twitter, they definitely should be on LinkedIn, they should be doing things on Facebook, should be blogging. No, none of that is stated that way. It's more to do with they should consider these things. On Twitter, they say Twitter should be looked at as an extension of the communication outlets they're already using. I think that's quite sensible. I'm wondering if people are going to note that amongst all the other stuff they talk about. This is not about social media gurus or experts or whatever you want to call them. This is actually one way that communicators, whether we call them public relations people or whatever, can demonstrate the value they have in the organization if they're up to it. And this is, you know, one of those areas where they can, by providing counsel, advice, recommendations on how to use these tools at an executive level. And what is the goal that you are trying to achieve where these tools, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook, whatever, are going to help you achieve. It's not about the platforms. It's not about this is how you write a tweet. It's not about here's how pokes and free beers and friending someone actually works. And it's not that at all. It's a far more strategic look than that. And in my opinion, this is all to do with communication, not to do with the tools, and certainly nothing to do with social media expertise by someone who's, you know, got that kind of title. There are some people out there I know who are very, very intelligent with this kind of area, who would never call themselves social media gurus. Equally, I can think of a half dozen people I know of who do describe themselves thus. I wouldn't touch them with a barge pole, frankly. So it's a terrific post Robin's written. I think it's a very good issue to focus on, tongue-in-cheek, cynical or not. And the Uber CEO survey is pretty good. If you cut to the end, ignore the stats and all that stuff, cut to the Our Take section. There's some good stuff there. Nice work.